Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Afternoon to everyone around the globe. Welcome back to ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy and also very grateful to be with all of you here today. Now, today we have a very unique and special show with another very inspiring guest. We have with us doula childbirth educator and parent coach, Martha Lerner, and she is the founder of Zen Mama Love. And to anyone in our audience tuning in today that is a parent or is a mother pregnant, expecting to have a child in the near future, please listen in very closely, because Martha has very, very valuable information to share with all of us today. It is now Monday, the 27th of February. And I would like to remind everybody that is tuning in that our show today with Martha and all of our shows are permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. In case you do miss any part of this segment, please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. Now, also, if you're part of social media, as you know many of us are now, we're also on Facebook, and you can actually listen to the show live from Facebook as well. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And also, if you're part of the worldwide Twitter, you can also listen to the show from Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media, and you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, our special guest today, doula and parent coach Martha Lerner, a little bit about her background. Now, she has spent over 15 years as a middle school and high school teacher, and she always really felt a very deep connection towards helping others. Now, she herself experienced giving birth to her son at the age of 38, and she suffered from postpartum depression. Now, in her specific situation, losing her mother at a young age, Martha really didn't have that support system that is really often very necessary for a new parent. And again, many people that are tuning in today can relate to this. Many parents, we really lack the support system needed throughout a pregnancy process or even being parents of young children. So Martha became a certified doula, and she now dedicates her life to helping other parents avoid these feelings and issues that she had to endure. It's absolutely incredible. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you expert doula, childbirth educator, and also parent coach, founder of Zen Mama Love, Ms. Martha Lerner. How are you doing today, Martha?
I'm doing great, Matthew. Thank you. How are you?
I am doing very well. We are very happy to have you. Now, Martha, to our audience today, can you really explain to them who exactly is Martha Lerner?
Well, I guess you could say that I'm a human being, a person that happens to play many roles, all of which kind of have the common goal of helping people find their personal power, their inner peace, and focusing right now with birth and everything related to birth and parenting.
And to all of our regular listeners, you are aware that anybody that is on our show really usually has a very inspiring story. And Martha has that as well, really in the experience of being a parent. Martha, can you really share with the audience your personal journey that led you here?
Sure. I think, as you had mentioned a little bit before, I kind of always knew that I wanted to be a mom, and unfortunately lost my own mom at a young age. So I didn't have her or really anyone else in the family as much guidance when I did have my own journey and transitioned into becoming a mom. And right around that time, it became very apparent to me that I was always very interested in everything relating to birth, relating to the journey of pregnancy, what that meant, what your body goes through, what changes happen naturally, like what a natural birth process is. That was always very interesting to me. And I kind of just sought out things in education and life to learn more about that process early on. I would say even, before I was in a relationship, before I was even considering getting pregnant, I just wanted to learn all about it. So I spent a lot of time just for fun taking childbirth classes, taking breastfeeding classes, all those kinds of things just to learn more about it. And I learned everything that I could because it interested me. When I did get pregnant and many years later, I was an older mom. I was 38. I started to take my own childbirth classes, specifically for my own birth, and learned about hypnobirthing. And that's when I found out what a doula really was, and that kind of fit in a piece of a puzzle for me, because I knew that I always wanted to do something really relating to birth, but not so much be a midwife or an OB or anything like that. So that kind of fit, the final piece of the puzzle in for me. And I had my own doula. I prepared for my beautiful, natural, amazing birth. And of course, as life, hands us a funny deck of cards, things did not go exactly as I had planned or hoped, but it definitely was a learning process, and it taught me a lot on the things that can happen, how no matter what you think you've planned or prepared for, things may, go differently. And it takes support, and it takes, a village, really. So not having that support getting dealt all these curveballs kind of had me learning quickly on my feet to seek out solutions, quickly to what I, needed help with. I ended up with a very different birth than I had imagined. I ended up with complications, I guess you could say, quote unquote, that led to some sort of postpartum depression after. And, all my beautiful visions of, breastfeeding so easily and co-sleeping and all these things that I had been looking forward to kind of went, out the window, unfortunately. So I had to really just think on my feet and seek out resources and learn what I could. And things like reflux, my child, when he was, first born, immediately had horrific reflux, and that was just a very difficult situation. So that's kind of what led me to the whole baby wearing journey and learning about, well, what is baby wearing and how do I do it and where do I get a carrier, and then creating my own group of people and, a community and traveling and learning more about it. So everything that I learned was kind of out of necessity. It was just process. And as my son, who is now 6, got a little bit older past the infancy stage, he really taught me a lot about me and reminded me what it was like to be a highly sensitive person. And he was obviously a highly sensitive child. And as I try to employ the method, as many of us do, of parenting that were used on me by my parents, and, you know, my husband was doing the same, we quickly realized, well, this is not going to work because my child is a different child and his personality is not working with this type of, you know, parenting. So we had to, you know, again, learn and see what's out there and find out what felt right inside and find out that I wasn't the only one with these, you know, feelings of, okay, well, this feels right doing it this way or using this method instead. And I was seeing the same thing, even though when I had gone back to teaching after, you know, I had my son after a little while. And as a teacher, you know, I would see the same kind of disconnect in parenting between the parents and the children, especially at parent-teacher conferences, or when I would have, you know, individual conferences with children, I would see that disconnect, and I would, you know, it would kill me because I wanted to do something to help and to make that connection and to help them communicate more effectively, because that's what was happening. There was a lack of communication. So, you know, getting on that and learning about that and seeking out, again, more research and taking more courses and learning and different parenting strategies and putting it all together and trial and error and, you know, having my own child and, like, testing that with my own child, that, you know, after a long journey with that, that's when I finally put it all together. And, you know, after 15 years of teaching, I decided, okay, I've done my time. I've seen, you know, I've done everything I can do here, and now it's time to really follow my own passion and put all these things that I learned on my own journey into practice and create my own little vision, my own little baby Zen Mama Love back in 2015. And that's how I got into serving my community and into doing what I'm doing now.
And I think it's a wonderful thing that you are now dedicating your life to helping out other mothers, other parents, really. And
right.
A quick note to our audience, especially our first-time listeners. Every guest on our show has been carefully and thoroughly vetted. And this is to really assure that we have the most experienced and qualified people in the world to assist anyone in our audience with whatever services that they do provide. So, again, if you are fortunate enough to listen to one of our segments, please be assured, and again, I do have to stress this, that you are hearing some of the most qualified people in the world to help you. And on this quick note, Martha, I see you are a doula, you're a parent coach. Can you explain to our audience, who is your client base?
My client base, I guess, would be the families and the people out there who are seeking more empowerment in their journeys as parents and as birthing families, who are looking for a more active, you know, awakened experience, who want to really learn what they, you know, the most that they can about it and be an active participant, as, you know, more than just being told what to do in their processes, having an active role in creating their version of the best future for them.
And again, I know there are many parents that hear your story that can relate to it. There are many women that are expecting a child that really don't have that support system. Can you explain to them, what are the different type of services that you would provide?
Okay, so I really like to start working with families during the early pregnancy period, if possible, and I can serve them as a doula, which means I provide them informational, emotional, and physical support throughout pregnancy and birth. I like to really give a lot of information and education because, you know, in my heart, I'm still an educator. So I try to educate through childbirth classes, through, you know, to one-on-one sessions, and help the parents understand what birth is and what pregnancy is. I do a lot of work mentally and on how much the mind is involved in pregnancy. So I do things like fear release sessions where I can work with families, getting past the fears that they feel like they have and moving those blocks out of the way so that they can approach birth from a clean slate perspective and have a more open and present experience. I do parenting coaching then, as you know, once the families get a little bit older. I love to do photography for birth as well. I do that sometimes as a doula. baby wearing, which was just huge from infancy and beyond. And it can be such a lifesaver for everyone in the family, really. So I do monthly baby wearing classes at various locations, and I do personal one-on-one consultations for that as well.
So, in your opinion, in your personal experience, Martha, what are the biggest issues that are facing pregnant women and new parents today?
I think it's that lack of support, really. It's that, you know, we don't have, we're such a spread out society now, and our, you know, everything is so on the web now and on, you know, virtual stuff, and that we don't have a lot of in-person support. So when we are pregnant and you know, in the thick of it, and we're seeking a certain experience, a lot of times, if we're, especially if we're going to the traditional route, you know, through a hospital, through an OB and that kind of thing, we don't always have the luxury of being supported by our care providers, unfortunately, because, you know, they're part of the medical system, they're part of the business. And they have their roles to serve and their, you know, the number of clients that they need to serve. So it's not always a very individualized approach that they can give us. And we often feel unsupported when we're seeking a natural experience or, you know, whatever it is that we're seeking. We don't have that support from them. So I think that's one of the biggest obstacles. And also the thought that we feel like we have to do it all as women, as mothers, and, you know, as fathers, as parents. You know, we think that we have to have, you know, the perfect upbringing for our child, that we have to feed them organic food made from scratch all the time, that our house should look impeccable, that, you know, all these things. And it's just not doable. You know, can we do it all? Of course we could, but should we try to do it all at the same time? You know, that's kind of a little bit overwhelming when we do it that way. So we need to take a step back from that, I think.
And many people out there think doula, and they automatically only, I guess, think or believe that it has to do with the actual childbirth process, which is really, you know, a one-day period, or sometimes it could take several days, depending on the situation. So how does a doula support not only the pregnant mother, but also her partner and their family during pregnancy and the birth process?
As you mentioned, because birth is not always a, you know, couple hour deal, it can sometimes be a much longer process than that. So getting, you know, everyone up to speed on what is going on, explaining to the partner, you know, what is normal, what, you know, why is this happening, possibly, you know, what can you do, what can the partner do to physically help, you know, the laboring mom, to emotionally help, because a lot of farmers, they really want to truly want to help, but they just don't really know how. They don't know exactly what to do, so they're not in the way. They want to, you know, provide support, but they don't know how. So we can support the partner in supporting the laboring mom. We can also help other siblings that may be involved in the birth, because, you know, sometimes it's when it's a second or third birth and you have little, you know, toddlers or preschoolers involved in the actual birth itself, it can be a very overwhelming and kind of scary experience for them. And, you know, when they see their mom going through this huge transition and, you know, difficult, you know, emotions and physical pain, it's helpful for them to have a person who's been through it and who is an expert at it around to explain to them, hey, you know, your mom's doing great. She's doing really hard work. You're going to meet your brother and sister soon. So kind of providing them that emotional support as well, because the mom and dad are busy doing their own thing. So it's kind of like it takes a village approach to help out the entire family in that birth.
Yes. And you actually touched on something very important a few minutes ago. The actual process sometimes of being pregnant, you go to the doctor every so often, they give you a few tests. But after you actually give birth, that's really one of the most difficult moments. So how can a doula really help a mother after birth, during the postpartum period?
I think that's huge. I think that's, you know, something that when you're pregnant, your provider doesn't even really touch upon that very much. And I think that's when it really is the hardest time. Doulas, there are such things even as specific postpartum doulas who can help you with, you know, overnight care of your child, of your new baby, who can teach you, you know, specific strategies. But even myself as a birth doula, I, you know, continue on that support with the families, and I always keep in touch with them after, because they need to know that they still have that support, that I can provide them with resources if they, you know, if they start to feel completely overwhelmed and they need some serious intervention, then I can provide them resources for either, you know, therapy that they might need, whether it be emotional therapy, whether it be physical therapy, you know, chiropractic help, and, you know, so many of these other alternative resources that can be very helpful in the postpartum period. Just being a source, an anchor for them, someone that they can turn to when they come across something, they're at a crossroads and they don't know, you know, which way to go. You know, I can, again, provide them avenues, provide them resources. I always like to stay in touch with all of my clients, and I provide a monthly women's support circle, and we can gather, you know, at least you have that one time a month where you can gather with other moms, all in very different stages of their parenting journeys, and just open up and say how you feel and you know, what's going on, and get suggestions and feel not alone in their journey. Feel supported and feel like, you know, I'm not the only person going through this, and I will come out of it and be okay.
Yes, and you mentioned a word before, and many people, you know, may not really know what it means. You mentioned something as far as baby wearing. What exactly is baby wearing, and why is that so important?
Baby wearing is literally what it sounds like. It's when you wear your baby in a carrier on your body, either on the front of your body or on the back of your body. And it's something that's been around for, you know, centuries. And it's not just a, you know, earthy, crunchy, hippie thing. You know, there's a lot of reasons why you would want to do that. And again, for me personally, it became a lifesaver with my own son because of reflux. If you've ever experienced reflux in a child, in an infant, that infant needs to be basically vertical the entire time. So baby wearing and having the baby on you is a lifesaver for that. It aids in digestion. It makes the baby happy and more comfortable, and therefore not crying and screaming all the time. So baby wearing helps with digestion. It promotes development in so many ways, you know, development of speech, development of neural pathways, because the baby is literally on you and literally taking in the world and things from a different view. He's more involved in adult conversations because they are present when you are having an adult conversation with someone else. It fosters attachment, you know, with the caregiver. You get to know your baby and their baby's very slight and subtle cues quickly, and you get some of those early cues for hunger or for discomfort and stuff like that. It frees up your hands. Practically speaking, it frees up your hands as a mom. You can wear your baby and have your baby on your back happy while you're cleaning the house and doing laundry and doing the dishes and all the things that you have to do. It gives your partner, like the dads and the grandparents and the other caregivers, another way to bond and to be interactive with the baby so that they can feel like, oh, well, I'm an important part of this, and how am I going to bond with the baby? Well, this is another way that you can do it, through baby wearing. So there's so many benefits to baby wearing. It's just like a magical life-giving thing, I think.
And everybody, I guess I learned something new today, and I feel that it's actually almost essential for many parents. I'm surprised I haven't heard of this more often, so I'm very happy that you did speak on that today. So, Martha, what is your goal in your own personal parenting workshop?
My goal would be to help the parents that I work with understand the children's behavior better, and understand why they behave the way they do, and maybe get a different spin on then our reactions as parents to our children's behavior. We realize as parents how much of the stuff that we go through with our kids is our own stuff, is our own, you know, baggage from back when we were parented. So kind of teaching parents how to separate that, and also helping parents create their own style of what works for them. Like, there's not one thing that's going to work for every parent. Not one book can solve everyone's problems. So just for them to take little bits and pieces and meld their own thing and come up with their own version of what's best for their family.
And I'm assuming as far as the experience with your son, Has that affected the way you teach other people?
Absolutely, because it made me, again, it made me have to think outside the box and seek out those, you know, different strategies and learn that, you know, there's more than one way to parent, and that being understanding of my child's needs and his, you know, sensitivities, you know, it's just a bigger, more, I don't know, it's hard to explain. It's like a bigger way of parenting. It's like looking at the bigger picture down the road and understanding the behaviors that he's exhibiting that are due to his sensory issues and his, you know, needs, and how I need to support him and understand him and teach him. And that, you know, involves, again, a lot of inner self-work as parents. So definitely he taught me a whole lot and, you know, has served me well in how I teach my parents and, the parents that I work with.
And, again, I believe it's absolutely wonderful that you are dedicating your life to helping other mothers really have a much easier time throughout this entire process. Martha, what do you hope people take away from your work and your services?
That you can be an empowered parent, that you can feel okay with your choices, that you can, you know, educate yourself, learn how to communicate better, you know, with your family, and that you can find inner peace, and finding that inner peace by being okay with your choices and, coming to peace with your choices, that's going to just resonate all around you and kind of like, you know, ripple effect and affect the people in your life all around you. And that's a beautiful and wonderful thing.
Yeah. And what I do know, many of the listeners that have children or are expecting know that there are many other different types of doulas and other types of therapists in this field. Martha, what do you believe really sets you apart from all of these other people that do offer these similar services?
I think my common thread, my seeking to make this, my doula work be about, you know, a mind and body approach, that it's not just about, you know, the physical, what's going on with my body, that it's also the mental preparation that I can aid with. And, you know, like, well, what can I do mentally? And what do I need to be thinking about? What do I need to be, you know, immersing myself or figuring out about myself in order to be prepared for this birth? How do I find that sense of inner peace for myself? And I believe that's something that I can, you know, connect them with, and my own intuition. I use my own intuition and really can sense like what the moms need during labor. How can I best help them just by using my intuition on seeing what's going to help them? Do I leave them alone? Do I, you know, give them a massage at this point? Do I, you know, guide them to do this next thing? All those things I think are what can really set me apart and, you know, kind of aid the moms that I work with.
And I know everybody in the audience really can hear the way you explain things, that you are very passionate about this. Can you really share with them the personal satisfaction you get from helping mothers and women soon to be mothers and even parents of young children?
Oh, wow. It's definitely like you had mentioned before, like it brings us back to that we're all connected because of the struggles that I went through and how alone I felt and how difficult it was for me. And I just truly never want, you know, if I can help it, I don't want, you know, pregnant women and mothers and families to feel that sense of being so lost and so alone the same way that I did. So when I find a woman and a family and I can touch them and I can give them their personal power and they can pass it on then and feel empowered and feel like I have a village, I have people that I can turn to, that to me is like amazing. It's so it makes me feel so good and it makes me feel like so much satisfaction. And it, you know, it kind of heals a little part of me too every time I can help someone with their own journey.
And I think it's wonderful that you are doing this. Can you really share with the audience, where can they go to find out more information about you or to sign up for your program?
Definitely. You can come to my website, which is zenmamalove.com, and there's plenty of ways there that you can reach out to me and learn about what I do specifically. I have a Facebook page, obviously, also, where I do a lot of giving out of information and resources, so you can contact me through that page, and I would love to, you know, to reach out and help as many people as I possibly could.
And again, I'm honored to have you on today and really speak about this. I think it's great that you are dedicating your life to helping other people. And I really look up to anybody that does do that. So, Martha,
I thank you
very much for joining us today. And to our audience as well, I thank you very much for joining us. And again, to anyone out there that has heard her story and feels even remotely relatable to any one of these situations, please reach out to Martha, and she will definitely be able to assist you. And again,
Matthew, about
out of time. Yes, Martha, thank you very much for joining us today, and you have a wonderful day. And to our audience, thank you very much for joining us. Please visit us at accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And to you all, you have a wonderful day, and to you as well, Martha.
Thank you so much. Likewise.
You're very welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.